Okay, so we're doing the first tosfos and first Rashi and tosfos and brachos. So so there's a Rashi here that we'll start with. So it says it's the Rashi about Sofer Shmur Rishonah. So you basically have from Tzeis until the first third, right? Whatever. So it says Im Kain. I'm reading in the middle. It's like the fourth line in Rashi, the fourth skinny line in Rashi. He says, "M. Kane, long with Koruno." So I'm sorry. Let's start at the beginning. Atzav Shmur Rishona. Shlish Halaylik at the Farshu Gemara. Mishamei Lachover Zman. So after a third of the night, it's no longer the time of sleeping. For the Karina Mishapachon, you can't call it, and when you go to sleep, when we come Alchinami Lasan Shchem. And before that, before it says, also it's not the time of sleeping. The Fikach the Koruno the Machin Loyitzuk Vasa. Therefore, you read it before that time, you haven't filled the mitzvah. Yechova, the obligation in Kain, Lama Koran, also Beit Knesset. So why do we say it in Shul? People used to daven in Shul early. They daven Marav early, like some Shuls do nowadays. They daven in Shul early, when it's still light or whatever. So why are we doing it in Shul altogether? If it's too early and you're not Yotzei the Mitzvah, if it's before it's Ace, so what are you doing? Why are we saying Krishma altogether? Kedei Lamo B'Tfilah Mitoch Devei Torah. Because there's a Kiyum that when you daven, you don't just start davening, but you go into davening in the right mindset. So you go into davening after learning Torah. So you start to stand up in tefillah coming from Divrei Torah. So Kriya Shema is Divrei Torah. So that's the idea. That's why we say Kriya Shema before Marav. That's a good intro. Just like that's why Mincha we say Ashrei. Same idea before Mincha. You know? V'elchi Tanya v'Braisa v'Brachos Yerushalmi. And that's what it says openly in Yerushalmi in the Brachos. Right? So we're not really doing the mitzvah of Krishma earlier in Shul. Ulafika chova aleinu lekrosa mishachshach. Therefore, it's a chiyuv for us then when we come home or whatever to say Krishma. Ulikriya is parsa rishona shalim korei al mitaso yatsa. So I say, when do people do it? Right? Because apparently in Rashi is discussing the phenomenon that in his times, this is what was going on. They daven early. Oh, but there's no wide scale. They know, apparently they didn't make that announcement. Make sure you say Ultra Brahma Krishma before you go to bed. They didn't say anything like that. So when are people doing it? He says you yotze with the first parasha that you read in bed. And you read in bed, you yotze with that, and you yotze with the first parasha. Okay, so the real mitzvah of Krishma basically is being fulfilled in bed. I don't know, everyone's doing it in bed. Point to Rashi. Okay, but in Shul it's nothing.
Just using the first parasha.
Okay. I guess he holds that's sufficient. Okay, so let's see Tosis. Tosis has multiple problems with this Rashi. He says, Pirush Rashi, V'anan echirin bod yom, v'anan amantil and tesu v'chavim, k'in the farash v'gemara. So, akin Pirush Rashi, shekirish hashal amito, v'ekar v'ulach v'zitzchon. So really, Rashi says that the kirish man bad is the essence, and that's after tes. V'alti yisab yishami, yim kara kodam l'chein, lo yata. Right? If you read beforehand, you're not yotzei. Right? Imkain, lama to spell Krishma basic mass. Okay, lama to until the Ritora. So we read it earlier in order just to, as an introduction to that. Tema le Pirusha. So an astounding, one of the big question on his parish. Hello, Ino, Olim Regin, Lismoch, Likros, Samach, Lashkiva, Hello, Parsha Rishona. Imkain, Shalosh, Parsha, Hello, Likros. People don't read all three parshals. According to you, they should have done three parshals because the mitzvah of Krishma is really three parshals. Yeah, so since there's a parasha of the Krishna three parshas, so if you tell me this is what they're doing, then you should read all three parshas and bad. Right? There are three parshas of Krishna, not just one. Right? And he's saying the ones he didn't show the three parshas is nothing. It's just in order to as an introduction for tefillah. So you should have to read all three. When are you reading all three? The old kasha that Sarah Levarach creates Shema Shnayel Fenesh Nayel Chorab Arvus. What about Berachas Krishna? The Berachas Krishna should be at the real Mrs. Krishma. Should be the one later. Right? Should be the one by bad. You should have Berachas Krishma, then the all three parshios, and the rest of the brachos. What's the deal? If you're telling me the one in Shul is purely just like, whatever, just an intro to tefillah, so with the really Berachas Krishma should be with Mrs. Krishma. Right? But, oh, the also Krishma samach lamita, you know, the b'shvel mazikim. The Krishma that you say close to going to sleep is only because of the mazikim. Because of the damaging forces, okay? Because of the whatever the mazikin are, okay? call them demons, call them bad thoughts, whatever psychological, whatever explanation you want, but this because of Mazikin, that's why you say it. Because I'm a Mazikin, and Tamil Chacham and Tzarech, so you don't even need to do it. Because the Mazikin won't get the Tamil Chacham. So it's just somehow like has some sort of psychological effect or some sort of, right, if Tamil Chacham doesn't need it, you don't need it. So it's hard to say that Kriya Shema, it's funny what that question is. Okay, no, that was only set up because of Mazikin. Okay, true. But now, nowadays, we're doubling and using it. In the Rashi's time, they weren't davening Ma'ariv late. Because when it was set up, people were davening Ma'ariv at the right time. But nowadays, the people aren't doing it, so therefore you even get to the one in bed. Like, what's this kasha? So that was set up originally for Mazikin. So what? Kasha is the reason why this is kasha, is that's why they're set up because of, that one was set up because of Mazikin, right?
Right,
Kishmalamita. But nowadays, that was when it was set up. It was set up back in the day when they used to say Ma'ariv late in the right time.
Right.
But now in Rashi's days, they're, for whatever reason, they're dangerous at night. So they're saying davening Ma'ariv early. And then, when they go home, when they're Kriya Shema Lamita, will double as the Mitzvah Kriya Shema.
Right.
So who cares that it was set up, what it was set up for? The point is now it's working for this. Like, why, you know? Right? Obviously, if you're a Tamil Chacham, you're also going to have to do this. Back then, you didn't have to, because then you did Kriya Shema at normal time. But obviously, according to Rashi, tell me the Chachamim, if they daven early, they're also going to have to do it. Right?
If it's Kriya Shema, if it's in the right time, then why wouldn't you be Yotze? Why do we care that we're set up?
Yeah, exactly, right. If it's in the right time, you don't Yotze yet, it's in the right time. Who cares why you're set up? I'm honest, you're saying Kriya Shema, you're saying the Parsha. So you're doing it for a different reason, who cares?
And if we believe Rashi that the whole institution of Shema during Marav is because of this whole Divrei Torah thing, then that wasn't set up for it's not like its express function is so that you can
use it, right? Well, I guess the Yishalmi could say that's talking about when they already were doing it early. You know, presumably the Yishalmi is talking about in a case, you know, I think. Okay, I didn't look at it, but it sounds that way. Okay. Yeah. It says, "Oh, Kasha, them came paskin kirbi shul ben Levi, them artfils beemza tiknun." Okay, so this means like it is machlokas about how the order of the Kriya Shema is. In other words, you have two tefillas and two Kriya, really three tefillas, but forget about those for now. There's two tefillas, there's Shacharis and Ma'ariv, and there's two Kriya Shemas. So Rabbi Shua ben Levi holds the tefillas are in the middle. So that means that you do in the morning you do Kriya Shema and then Tefillah, and then at night you do Tefillah and then Kriya Shema. You do Kriya Shema after Tefillah. But we hold not like that. We hold like Rabbi Yochanan, who says that you should do Smichas Geula Tefillah, which means you should do the order should be Geula, which is Kriya Shema and its Brachos, is a Gal Yisrael, and then Tefillah. And you should always do that, both day and night. So apparently Rabbi Shimon Levi says, no, you don't need Geula Tefillah at night. So then you just do tefillah and you do Kriya Shema afterwards. But it turns out Rashi's way, so you're really doing the wrong way. There's no supposed to go to tefillah. Really, you're doing the tefillah first, and then your geula is later. Your Kriya Shema and the real Kriya Shema is later.
How's that geula though?
I know, that's a good question.
It's a good
question. Gal Yisrael. But I know that's part of his other question. He's just do the brachos, but he's not doing the brachos. It's not clear. I mean, when would Rashi do the brachos? I guess he would do the brachos. I mean, that's part of Tosas Kashas, when the brachos. But it's interesting because the geula, it seems to be the Emsa Tikkun, it's talking about between the Kriya Shemas. Because the real machlokas is about the Kriya Shemas. I know, the geula, I mean, it's not because of Kriya Shemas, it's because of geula.
Well, since
it's true, I mean, it's only because of Berchot's Kriya Shema, it's geula.
Right.
It's true. So we have to understand that question. What's his question? Because presumably his brachos is Kriya Shema really earlier. And that's your geula. So you have geula tefillah. So you're doing the mitzvah Kriya Shema later. Who cares? Right? Okay, good. So that's a good question. Okay, l'chein pirish Rabbeinu Tam. So because of all these problems, Rabbeinu Tam says, the adar of Kriya Shema basic and esedekar. The one in shul is the essence. Im tam ha'echan v'korun kol kachem od yom. How do you read so early during the day? Right, Vishlama the Kamala Kirby Huda. Okay, we are like Rabbi Yehuda who holds Omer Ptuman Tfilas Mincha and Plaga Mincha, Dainu Acharas or Shos, Prachas Raviya, who says that the time of Mincha goes until Plaga Mincha, which is 10 hours, the day is 12 hours, it's 10 hours and 45 minutes into the day. Okay. And Miyad Shiach is Mana Mincha, Masa is Mana Arvis, and then when Mincha ends, Marv begins, so Plaga Mincha is the cutoff point. Okay, so therefore we're davening after this Mana Marv, we're going to Rebuta, we're going like Rebuta. But it's not true, we daven Mincha all the way up until Shkia. So if you tell me you go like Rebbe Yehuda, then the cutoff point is really Plaga Mincha. But we're not doing that, we're doing Mincha even until Shkia. So you should only count like Rabbanan. We do be like Rabbanan all day until Shkia. So the Gemara says that we don't paskin, we don't know who you paskin like, or you know, or the Rabbanan says you're allowed to paskin like either one. So say, vis-a-vis Mincha, we paskin that you have until Shkia, vis-a-vis Mara, we paskin the Trump flag. We call Malkum, Krasha, Lavi, Kachay, Kuli, Sasuna, Dadi. But the problem is, it's a contradiction. Shahari Me'iza, Taman, Mispal, Maravis, Mialachar, Plaga, Mincha. How could we daven Marav after Plaga, Mincha, Mishim, the Kamel, and Shas, Mincha, Kalak, the Rebbe Yehuda? Right, so because we're saying is that the time of Mincha ends at Plag, Umiyad Arvis Man Arvis, right? Because then we say the Marav is right then. Ubizman and Tvila Atzma, look how Igrabi, look how but vis-a-vis the time of Mincha itself, we're not holding Igrabi, we go all the way up to Shkia. So basically, that's a problem with that answer. Okay? That's a problem. I mean, it seems like Tosis entertains a possibility, though, but he says he ends up rejecting Alkeno Maria. It could be Rabbeinu Tam's, it's not clear whether that's part of Rabbeinu Tam or not. But, I mean, there are some Rishonim who will allow the type of disaster, even though they... I mean, this is the big question about early Shabbos. Mm-hmm. You make early Shabbos. So there's an early Shabbos, there's different shuls. Some shuls have... There's early Shabbos, medium Shabbos, and late Shabbos. So early Shabbos means they try to get in Mincha before Plag. And this is Marav after Plag. Okay, late Shabbos... late Shabbos is they get early, they do like the Rabbanon. Mincha before Shkia, Marav after Shkia, whatever it says. But medium Shabbos is where you have Mincha after Plag and Marav after Plag. So it's like neither Shita. Right? But there are some Rishonim who allow you to do a Tag Disaster somehow. Somehow. I think there's three different Shitas on that. The Gemara definitely says you can do like one or like the other. The Gemara says that. But the question is, some want to say it means you personally have to choose who you're going to do for your whole life. Other Rishonim say no, you could go back and forth but on different days. Not on the same day. And others say even on the same day you go back and forth. Okay, but whatever. So, what's that? Yeah. I don't know what the resolution is, but I think it's a Shita Yechidi who says you could switch back day every single day. But I mean, I think there's a Shita Shonim Holta. So there is someone to rely on, but I think it's a minority position. But I mean, it's not. You can't say that it's wrong if people do that, but preferable not to. Okay, fine. So that's rejected. So because Alkeno Marie, the Vali Krishma Shal Basic Nasazekar. So really also against Rashi. The Shul one is the main one. He says, no, we'll go like the other Shittas, because the Mishnah says Sesek Chavim. So he starts, but there are other Shittas. The Shittas said it goes by Shkia, or when people die, eat their meals on Friday night, which is earlier, and we go like them. Right? Rav used to make early Shabbos, so he did say Krishma also. Right? So therefore he's saying is we go like those other Shitas, even though the Mishnah says Tseis, we don't go like the Tseis Shita. So therefore we say it and it's fine, and Yotzei. Because in a rise mashma the Krishma's basic message is Yaker. It seems from all these things that the Krishma of Shul is really the Yaker one. Right, it's in order to intro to Tefillah. Omer Rabbeinu Tam, Shevigil Nikros Kriyishma Kovim Tefillah Sam, Kmo Shon Rigil Lomar Ashrei Tefillah. Osu Kriyishma Ina El Lama Tefillah Sofer Torah. They used to have a minhag, they're like my mincha, that we do Ashrei, they used to do Kriyishma. And that's what it's talking about, is the idea is there's an intro. V'kani Yerush Mishkor Kriyishma Itasso She'in Lavarech, V'gam Ein Tzorach Likros El Lepar Shrishma. So therefore, since the real one that you Yotze with, is the one in shul, so when you do the one in your bed, you shouldn't make the brachos, and you shouldn't say, you can only say the first parasha. But it sounds like he holds that if you were doing like Rashi, that the one that really you were being yotze with was the one in bed, then you should say all three parashas, and you should say the brachos. Right. Okay. Alrighty. It sounds like he's saying is we passing like the shittas who say you can do it earlier. It sounds like you can even do it during the daytime. I mean, it's yeah. It says about yom. I'm not sure about yom means before tzeis or it just means, you know, or it means even like actually before day.
Then he says we pass him like the shita who says it's shkia.
I know. Well, he says we pass him like that shita, and then he says, or even the one time when people sit down, and that's the behiya is about yom when they
oh,
sit down. Well, we were learning the shita sit down erev Shabbos is after shkia. But it's possible that I'm not sure, but it's possible that he's learning that that's even earlier. Like, you make early Shabbos, they'd even start eating before, you know? So it's even before Shkia. It sounds like that. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
But it sounds strange. I mean, that could even be before Shkia. But I think, according to what we were saying, is that it's when people stop work. So if people, if the society makes early Shabbos and starts eating their Shabbos meal on once a week or whatever, early, then that whole social work, it's not intrinsically a din of Shkia, it's a din of when is this amount of the personal activities, you know? But that's other Sikha. Okay, but for now, so what I'd like to do is to take up this machlokas between Rashi and Tosos. I mean, Tosos has a lot of controversy on Rashi. How's Rashi going to answer them, and what's essentially the machlokas? Essentially, machlokas between them. I guess the pshat, but they're both explaining the same phenomenon that in their day, apparently they did Krishna and shul early, and then at home in their bed one parsha without any brachos. So now you got to pick which one you yotze with. So Tosos has to force himself into saying that we paskin like a shitos who hold that you can do it early. Rashi's not willing to say that, so he says we yotze with one at home, which is only one parsha, no brachos, you know. Merely seems like the question is Rashi's a viable option? How could Rashi? It seems like you have to answer the questions. Tosus doesn't say Rashi because you have all these problems. It would seem you have to explain how is Rashi going to defend himself. Yes.
Do either one address the question of what is Kriya Shema? Does it, in other words, all three parashas or just the one?
I don't know. It seems like Rashi has a premise that you'd be okay with one. You know?
But Tosfos isn't ready to accept that.
Right, seems that way. It seems like Rashi will be able to with one parasha.
So, one parasha. What about the following? In every Siddur, in Shachis, the brachas you come after shortly after the first 14 brachas you come to Yishma, let's say Shema Yisrael, and then every siddur I've seen prints the first parasha of the Kriya Shema with a notation if you're afraid you won't get to it in time later on, say all three parashas now, but they all print one, the first parasha.
When is that in?
In
Kavanos,
you
mean. Right. You're right.
What's the basis for that?
For saying it in Kavanos? It's part of Kavanos, I think. But I guess there's also this thing of saying it, in case you're not going to make this man, then you should say it early. I mean, that's true, no?
And then why print only the Parashat Rishona?
Oh.
At that point.
I don't know. Maybe because they make it like those shittas.
And also, I seem to recall seeing in some Siddur, one of the Gospels, I think that some yesh nohagim to say that parsha rishona, even if they know they're going to have plenty of time to make kriya shema before so much kriya shema later on.
Yeah, what the people say it anyway?
Yesh nohagim.
Yeah.
Some do. I guess it depends on the minhag of someone's community.
Uh huh. Yeah. I don't know.
I always wondered about that.
So how many questions were there that Tosfos had on Rashi?
How many?
Yeah, what were the questions? One is about the old parsha, so you should only say one parsha. The other one is...
The
brachos. The brachos. The other one is the smith's gula tefillah. The other one is the mazikin. It's only set up for the mazikin. Is that it? Let's try something here. So maybe like this, is that there's two aspects of Kriya Shema, okay? In your regular Kriya Shema, okay? Let's take Rashi at least. There's two dinim in your Kriya Shema, in regular Kriya Shema. One of them is it's a mitzvah Kriya Shema, it's a mitzvah asay of Kriya Shema. Right, there's another din is that it's so to speak, it's like the intro to tefillah. It's built into the Seder of Tefillah, Shachris and Amarav, right? It's like you can't just daven Shema Esrei, right? You start off with Beres Kriya Shema, with his brachos, right? So it's like the introduction. It was new, it was set up, right, as part of the Seder of Tefillah, right? It's set up as part of the Seder of Tefillah, as the introduction to Tefillah. You don't just get up and daven. It could be like we're saying, because of Lamun Tefillah and Tilta Vaytorah, that Tefillah should have a proper mindset and proper introduction. So you see, you involved in ideas in Kriya Shema and its brachos are all the fundamental ideas about God. So about God is the creator of the world and giver of the Torah, and then you talk about the Shema, the Achdus Hashem and Avas Hashem and the Mitzvos and Sechar Onesh and the Goel. I mean, it's like basically in those from the Kriya Shema and Shema, you have like all the fundamentals of the Torah there. And those ideas, that's the mindset in which a person enters into tefillah. Okay, and it's set up, that is incorporated into the Seder of tefillahs. Even though intrinsically the mitzvah, the mitzvah of tefillah is just from Esrei, but it was incorporated as a Seder of tefillahs. There's a whole order, which you don't just get up and daven. Right, during that mincha, apparently, it could be like it was mincha during the day in the middle of work, so they didn't set up a whole long Seder. I'm not sure if that's the reason, but it sounds good. But Shachris and Amayruv, so that's built in as part of the Seder Tefillos. And they're two totally separate, so to speak, addresses under which Kriya Shema comes. There's the Kriya Shema B'Toras in the capacity of the mitzvah B'nei Atzmo, so mitzvah, and then there's Kriya Shema B'Toras part of the Seder Tefillos, introduction to Tefillah. Now, it could be what Rashi is learning is that those two are separable. I mean, it could be that's a question. Are those two separable or not? Rashi learns that they're separable. Tosfos is not willing to accept that. Okay? And more specifically, is that according to Rashi, the halacha of the three parshios, and the Birchas Kriya Shema, and the Sfirat Gula Tefillah of Kriya Shema, are all part of these Tefillah as an Kriya Shema as an introduction for Tefillah. Since Tefillah Kriya Shema is being really the race of Kriya Shema is really the first parasha. Really, that's the first parasha. But the halacha is that insofar as Kriya Shema is being used as an introduction of into Tefillah, Chazal expanded upon it. Rabbanan expanded upon the Kriya Shema. They expanded on it first of all where they gave it a length. They had an additional parshios. Then they had in Berchos Kriya Shema, which are Brachos Shabbat, which expands upon the different ideas. They built it out, and they set it up as Mezgul Tefillah. They basically gave a whole structure, which is built into Kriya Shema. But he holds that it's not the din in the mitzvah sase of Kriya Shema per se, but that's an idea in the secondary aspect of Kriya Shema, which is Kriya Shema as part of the Seder Tefillos, as an introduction to Tefillah. As an introduction to Tefillah, they didn't just say Shema, Va'afta, Visharecha, and then Star Shema Esrei. But they built in a whole system. And then that system is the Machlokas, does the Kriya Shema, I guess that's the question, is the Machlokas. According to Rishon Levi, they had, no, the system was the Kriya Shema, as part of the Tefillah, That was Machlokas. Is it halacha that it's the tefillahs are in the middle and they're sandwiched by Kriya Shemas, or is it pshat that you have an order of gulas and tefillah, first gula then tefillah? So that's a din not in the midst of Kriya Shema, that's a din in the Kriya Shema as it's part of the Seder Tefillahs. Paras Eretz Tfilas. So that's why Rashi will say, he'll answer all those questions. He'll say, why in Bedi only saying one parasha? He says, because in Bedi you're saying one parasha, because that's in Bedi you're talking about the mitzvah of Seif Kriyashma. By the way, halacha of Vishach Prav Kumecha, so that's a din of the mitzvah of Seif Kriyashma. So that's a halacha that you do that. You do it at night. That you have to do at night. You can't be able to say the mitzvah of Kriyashma when it's not Zman Shchiva. That's Vishach Prav Kumecha, so you do that at night. But Ma'ariv, apparently Ma'ariv you could do earlier. Okay, I don't know why they're not asking that, but apparently Ma'ariv you could do earlier. Rashi's not asking about Ma'ariv, he's asking about the Kriyashma. Apparently it's not Ma'ariv you could do early. So he says, say Kriyashma, say Sukhav. So he says, Ma'ariv you do earlier. And since you have the Kriyashma as part of the Seder of Ma'ariv, so therefore you do all the three parshios, then you do the Brachos Kriyashma, then you do the Tefillah Kol Tefillah, then. Your Mitzvah of Kriyashma, Mitzvah of Kriyashma is later. The Mitzvah of Kriyashma is only the first parsha. You don't need Brachos. You don't need it. It has to be in Zman Shchiva. You just do one parsha and that's it. And that's it. But Tosos learned that those aren't separable. Okay, it's not pshat that they said that there's a different idea of Kriyashma. They took the mitzvah say of Kriyashma and they incorporated into the tefillah, into part of the Seder of Tefillahs. But it's not separable. They expanded on. They said the mitzvah of Kriyashma includes the Berchasah. Includes the three parshios, includes Smichas Gula Tefillah. It's the way Smichas Gula Tefillah is that your Kriyashma and your Birchas Kriyashma with its brachos, which includes Geula, go before Tefillah. It's all a din in Tosos, in expansion on the mitzvah to say of Kriyashma. It's not separate that they said Kriyashma functions in another capacity, but it's they took the mitzvah to say of Kriyashma and they gave it a super form. The form is an expanded form. So, but that is the Mitzvah of Kriyashma. Now that is the Mitzvah of Kriyashma. You can't now say, I'm going to do the Mitzvah of Kriyashma in the old form. The form, the Mitzvah of Kriyashma is now three parshios with the brachos, Smichas Gula Tefillah. That's all part of the form of the structure of the Mitzvah. That is the structure of the Mitzvah. So he says you can't say, I'm just going to do one parsha of Kriyashma. You can't say anything without the brachos. And not only that, even if you did do it in bed with the brachos, even if you would do that, you're going to say all the brachos with and all three parshas in bed, then you're messing up the order, because then you're passing the Rishon and Levi, which is that you're going to have tefillah and then Kriyashma. But we don't hold that way. We have Smichas Gula Tefillah. So yeah, of course you're going to say Geula and Shul, but that's not the point. The point of Smichas Gula Tefillah is that it's a din in the mitzvah of Kriyashma, that it includes Geula, and you're so much the Geula of the mitzvah of Kriyashma to the tefillah. It's part of the mitzvah of Kriyashma. It's not just saying the pasuk bracha of Gal Yisrael. You can say Gal Yisrael. You can say you're talking about God as a goal before Shmona Esrei. That's not called tefillah. The tefillah you hold is a din. It's the Kriyashma. Uberchasah. The mitzvah Kriyashma uberchasah. So therefore, you hold that you have to do even if you did Kriyashma in bed with brachos, you're still not going to have those mitzvahs called tefillah. We don't hold that way. So therefore, it must be. That's why many times assistant or Tov's assistant, you can't say that we're being Yotzei later. Later, you don't have any of the Mrs. Krishna. Yotzei Mrs. Krishna. The Mrs. Krishna includes all the stuff, includes all the brachos, includes the brachos, includes the Mrs. Tefillah. It must be that we're holding that the Mrs. Krishna is earlier. B'shach b'chol zman shchiva is an earlier zman, or the Mrs. Krishna is earlier, and therefore we have the Mrs. Krishna with all of its cube and all of its facets earlier.
Question?
Yep. On the side, I mean, this is one of the an issue which comes up is like if people daven, if you daven late, if you daven chakras late, let's say, let's say you wake up late, and so sometimes what people do, and well, it's a good idea to do, I guess, if you daven late, is to say Krishna beforehand separately, So I think, and then you daven later, right? And so you say Krishna, but I think they say the Gra, I think it's the Gra is against it. Because he held that Smichas Gula Tefillah is, it could be it's based on the Tosos, but is the idea of mitzvahs Kriyashma. Gula, it's not just that you say the Baruch HaGal Yisrael right before the thing, but it means Gula as part of mitzvahs Kriyashma. So it's the Gula of mitzvahs Kriyashma. So it's not just the Bracha, but it's the Kriyashma v'ubirchoseha, the Tefillah. I mean, it's a din of the Seder of Kriyashma, the Kriyashma, mitzvahs Kriyashma, again, then Tefillah. So then it should really be the Kriyashma Shalom Mitzvah. So as opposed to if you do the Mitzvah Kriyashma earlier in bed, and then you do, Shemana Esrei, then you'd be lacking according to that way of learning. You know what I mean? What's that?
Why don't you just say then,
That's what I'm saying. You'd be lacking in that. I think he holds you lacking in the Smith's Gold Tefillah. It's not really Smith's Gold Tefillah. Smith's Gold Tefillah is your Somech the Mitzvah's Kriyashma with Gula, which is Gula to Tefillah. Yeah, your Kriyashma Tefillah is good. I mean, that's against the question of Smith's Gold Tefillah, right? But in theory, it's a separate key on Smith's Gold Tefillah. So your Kriyashma is good, your Tefillah is good, but you're lacking Smith's Gold Tefillah. Smith's Gold Tefillah is not just the Bracha of Gula Yisrael, but it's then in the Mitzvah's Kriyashma, which is, it sounds like that's what Tosfos is saying, because otherwise those kashas doesn't make any sense. According to Rashi, and surely you're doing Gula Tefillah, but he says, no, that's not really Gula Tefillah. That's, you know, it's not Kriyashma. But Rashi is holding, no, they're two different things. Gula Tefillah is then in the Seder Tefillah, so that's Gula Yisrael. I mean, according to Rashi, they'll definitely be fine, you know. It could be the kasha was based upon this Tosfos, you know. Maybe that's why they're held. I don't know, I just heard it. I don't know, No. So I mean, there definitely those to rely on, but like there is room to be machmir not to do that also, you know.
Wait, so the Gro is saying that.
Interesting. I mean, he was mentioning the questions are separable. The Tosfos are separate. One question is Tema, that you only should do all three parshas, and then the Ode Kasha that it's they should say the brachos. Not only Yehuda, not only is it because he separates it, but the Lashon Tema is like a wonderment, they're astounding, and the other one is the Ode Kasha. Kasha is a different Lashon. It's like heart. It's a stronger question, Tema. So it's right. One of them's Tema, the other one's Kasha. But it could be he holds, because he knows, because to say that the three Parshios is a separate, it's not part of the Mitzvah Kriyashma, but it's separate, it's just part of the Seder of Tefillos, that's hard. To say the Birchas Kriyashma are part of the Seder, are part of the Seder of Tefillah, you know, that's fine. And you could say, look, the Seder, look, Tosfos holds is not true, he holds it's also part of the Mitzvah Kriyashma, and it's inseparable. But Rashi's learning that the whole halacha of three parshios is not really a din in the mitzvah Kriyashma. It's really a din in the seder of Tefillah. That he says could be held as a tema. I mean, that's simple pshat. Is they're expanding on what Kriyashma is. What's Kriyashma? There are three parshas of Kriyashma. Say that's not the mitzvah of Kriyashma. The mitzvah of Kriyashma is only one parsha, and that's totally part of the, you know. You could say Birchas Kriyashma is part of the seder of Tefillah. But it's a tema to say that the mitzvah Kriyashma is 100% the mitzvah b'shachva. The only thing that's been b'shachva was the first parsha. The mitzvah Kriyashma is not untouched. They left that on its own. The three parshas is not an expansion of the mitzvah Kriyashma. Could be that's a stronger kasha. But maybe the Mazikin question is that he's saying is that it's a different type of question. But his question is that, see, what's the Kriyashma Mazikin? I mean, I don't know. It's a whole area, but. I mean, on the surface, it has something to do with, like, when a person is going off to sleep, he's, like, in a certain state of mind, where he's, like, losing touch with reality. You know, he's entering the state where he's totally, sleep is, like, totally instinctual. You know, and he's entering, he's, like, turning off from the world, and he's entering a different state of mind. So the mitzvah, the halacha of Krishna Almita was set up, like, that state of mind is, like, a dangerous state for man. Psychologically, it's dangerous. Philosophically, it's just like the mazikin, like, there's a... His unconscious forces and his psychological forces, like his intelligence takes a little break, and now he kind of gets to be overtaken. Fears, these people have fears which come up, or different, you know, the taivos, you know. So there's ideas like, before you go to bed, they set up Kriyashma Almita. Is that so? He says, Tam Chacham, who's always in Torah, he's all Torah, you know, he doesn't have to do it, because he doesn't have that danger. But it's a certain state of mind, it was set up for a certain state of mind to combat that and to bring him back to reality. You know, to maintain his tie to reality and to true ideas, the true, you know, the most fundamental ideas of the Torah, right before he goes to bed. So that's how it was set up. You know, could be Tosfos saying is that that's not really the state of mind for the Mitzvah of Kriyashma. It's to prevent the guy from getting lost by the Mazikin, but it's not a good state of mind. It's so to speak, it stops him from being even a worse state of mind. But according to Rashi, the mitzvah of Seder Kriyashma every night, that Tzibur is doing the mitzvah of Kriyashma every night, in that state of mind. Could be that he's just pointing out a weakness with Rashi's possession. The right way to do the mitzvah of Kriyashma is like, it's prior to tefillah, you're in shul or whatever, there's a way to do the mitzvah of Kriyashma. Kriyashma is kibbalah mach shemayim, and there's a way to do kibbalah shemayim. Like I said, you shouldn't do kibbalah shemayim when you're laying down, it's not kavan. You should sit up and say Kriyashma. So there's an idea, like there's a way to do the mitzvah of Kriyashma. There's a certain type of an activity. So to say that the Am is relying on the Krishna of Shalomito, which is set up for Mazikin, it's not. It's like it's a state. It shows that it's for a certain state of mind. So Tam Chacham doesn't even have to do it. So it's not. It's intrinsically an activity which is based on a certain state of mind. And to say that the Tzibur as a whole is using that for the mitzvah of Kriyashma that's not really a good message. Look, technically, you're saying he's not going to, you know, technically you're doing it, But he's saying Kriya Shema is not an activity, which is just a technical performance. It's a gavra being kamoch shemaya. The saying is that it's like a weakness in Rashi's position. It's further support that that's not really what's going on here. And therefore, he has to deduce evidence to show that we're really relying on the shitas who say that you can do it during the day. So he's saying that's a weakness to say what Rashi's saying is that, you know, that problem. You know? I think there's other Rishonim on this thing. I mean, if you want to look into like all the things that we do, you know, we say Krishna later, I mean, I think there's a bigger Rishonim. I mean, I'm just kind of scratching the surface, but, you know, it's just beginning to say, if you want to look into it, you go further into it.